is first of all, get some biographical information from you. I'd like to get from you your full name, your age, and where you were born.
My full name is Annie Dale. Annie Dale.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're how old now?
I was born in 1906.
1906?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where were you born?
Bay City, Texas.
How about your mother and father? Can you remember where they were born, their names, your mother's maiden name?
Yes. My mother's maiden name is Ella Williams.
Mm-hmm. Ella Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was she from Bay City?
She was born in Live Oak, Texas.
In Live Oak, Texas.
That's out.
Mm-hmm. How about your grandparents? Can you remember them? Your grandmother, your grandfather?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about them. Where were they born?
My grandmother was also born in Live Oak, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I don't remember my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. What were their occupations? What did they do? What kind of work did
my grandmother was a housewife, strictly. I never known how to work outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather worked for Rice and Milling Company,
mm-hmm.
in Mission, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Norfolk County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. I think so. Okay, so your family was strictly reared and pretty much born around the Bay City, Live Oak area.
Mm-hmm.
Is Live Oak very far from Bay City?
About 20 miles.
20 miles. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were born in 1906. When did you come to Kingsville? And what brought you here?
My father passed away, and my mother had an aunt here, and she came down here to see her, and she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So she made Kingsville her home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished Hilliard High. In Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, I didn't ever attend school here, I think I told you then. I attended school in Prairie View, Texas.
Prairie View.
Uh-huh.
Was that college or?
Prairie View College.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what brought you to Kingsville?
My mother came after my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She had an aunt,
mm-hmm.
that lived here, so mm-hmm. she came down.
Do you remember the aunt?
Yes.
What was her name?
Lizzie Jones.
Lizzie Jones?
Uh-huh.
Did you know at that time when you, after your father passed, that your mom was going to be moving to an area that was real big on railroad types of work? Did you know that Kingsville was a railroading town?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first got here?
I had finished Hilliard High
Were you a young
yes,
lady?
Yes.
Right out of college?
No, I had finished Hilliard High,
uh-huh.
and when I went to college,
mm-hmm.
I was a bird here. From here.
Mm-hmm.
I did never attend school
here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you can't really remember if it was 20s, 30s, 40s when you first got here. Uh-huh. Well, what was Kingsville like when you first got here? Do you have any memories of Kingsville?
Kingsville was a regular town. Kingsville has been a river.
Mm-hmm.
The trains, passenger trains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Freight trains.
Did you come to Kingsville on a passenger train?
Oh, yes.
Your first time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, When you first got here, did you have the aunt meet you here at the station, you and your mom, or did you guys come here and have to ask where she lived and someone showed you over to her house?
My mother came here first.
Uh-huh.
And after she was here a while, she met me. And of course they met me at the train station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And picked you up and brought you on down to the quarters.
That's right.
Okay. What was that first day like? Can you share a little bit of that with us? Can you remember much about that first day in Kingsville? What did it look like down here? Muddy streets, or streets paved?
Muddy streets. We were talking about the streets. Mrs. Arbuth and I were talking about she was so happy when they started paving the streets here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it would rain, you could hardly get around.
Mm.
It was so muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But later on, they paved the streets.
Mm-hmm. Were people riding cars or still riding horses when you moved to Kingsville?
Oh, no, they had cars.
They had cars, okay. It wasn't that far back.
No.
Okay. Did many blacks own their own cars?
Not too many blacks owned their own cars.
Mm-hmm. Did you see were there obvious signs of black people being well off in Kingsville when you first got here? Compared to some of the other black communities around the state that you might have visited.
I'm sorry. It was didn't many people own their homes here.
Mm-hmm. When I first came
here.
Mm-hmm. Were they...
And later on, people start buying and building.
Mm-hmm. When you first got here, did you start working in Kingsville? Did you get married here in Kingsville? What did you do for that first year that you were in Kingsville?
I went to the first year, I went to third year, because I had finished high school in Bay City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to third college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you came back, and did you work here in Kingsville after you got back?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of work did you do?
My mother met me at the station. The trains were running there.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday evenings, there would be people at the station and the trains going to the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had met me. And she told me she had a surprise for me. And that surprise was she gave me a job. So I went to it. I went. Because my father had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to go to college and I had to help myself.
Mm-hmm. And what was that job? What was that surprise? What kind of job was it?
Oh, I would go every morning to the lady's house.
Mm-hmm.
She and my husband had eaten breakfast. I would go in the kitchen. Just house, then houseway.
Mm-hmm. And this was after you got back from Prairie View?
I hadn't gone to Prairie View.
Mm-hmm.
I had just finished high school in Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father had passed on, so I had to work to help myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you study in Prairie View?
At that time, it was called elementary, of course, elementary education, but it was elementary education.
Mm-hmm. And did you finish from Prairie View?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I finished from Texas Southern.
Texas Southern?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes, because I worked and I couldn't go on through. I didn't have a father.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would work in my summers.
Mm-hmm. What was it like working in the homes? I'm assuming that you worked in Anglo homes here in Kingsville when you were going in. What was it like working for them? Were they nice to you?
Very nice. Mm-hmm. They were very nice to me.
Can you remember the family you worked for here? That first time, that job that your mom...
I really can't remember those that couple's name. But I do know they were very nice to me and encouraging. They were so happy that they knew I didn't have a father and to help and want to go to college and all. They were very nice.
Mm-hmm. So you went on to, went to Prairie View. Then to Texas Southern. You finished up at Texas Southern. Did you start teaching shortly after your graduating from Texas Southern?
Yes. Oh, I was teaching already.
Mm-hmm.
Started teaching before I received my degree.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult for blacks to get degrees back then, even though you attended predominantly black institutions? Was it hard?
No, I didn't think it was.
Where did you teach? Where did you end up teaching that first year?
I was, my first teaching was at Belfuge, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's strictly a little town with farmers, wet farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they had farms. And they sent their children into the town, to school. I taught everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything, meaning math, reading?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I was an only teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Falfurrias is predominantly Hispanic. Were most of your students Hispanic children?
I had, it was just a few. I had about seven or eight black children.
Mm-hmm. no Hispanic. You taught only blacks.
Only blacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you live there in the Falfurrias?
Yes. Uh-huh. To the weekends, and I'd catch the bus and
come. Come back home.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday weekends, I'd go back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What year did, you don't have to remember the exact date, but around what year did you and Mr. Dukes marry?
Oh, Mr. Dukes and I married in, I think it was 42.
Mm-hmm. 1942. Or was Mr. Dukes from Kingsville?
No, he was from Luling, Texas.
Luling. Mm-hmm. How long had he been here before you guys got married? Roughly, you don't have to remember exactly.
Oh, well, no. It was in the early 40s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you remember what brought him down here? What
yes, brought... yes. As I said, his home was in Louisville, Texas. Mm-hmm. And the neighborhood in Corpus Christi opened. And he went there, and he came over here and worked in a shop. And he worked, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he worked in the shop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. After leaving Corpus Christi?
Yes.
Okay.
They built up that neighborhood in Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
And they built this one here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working neighborhoods here. And that's how we met.
That's how you met?
Uh-huh.
Him working at the...
Yes.
At the
you
base.
See, now at that time, it was rationing.
Mm-hmm.
So he came on. We had to get your sugar and things. You had to go and sign up at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working at the, helping out at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it.
At the school.
Uh-huh. You see, you have to you go ahead and sign up for your sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you came there to sign up to get sugar. Something else, too, I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. You know, we met.
Mm-hmm.
We finally married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those
I said 1942. Mm-hmm. 1942. Did he ever work in any other area other than the shop?
Yeah.
The,
mm-hmm. No.
He wasn't a brakeman?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He was a blacksmith helper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he ever talk about that being difficult work?
Oh, no, he loved the blacksmith work.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't difficult to him.
What did that do? Did he ever talk about what that consisted of, working in the shop? What was his job?
You know, I wish I had. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to say this for the tape recorder. We're looking at here some, and I'm assuming, Mrs. Dukes, this is stainless steel?
Yes.
A stainless steel knife and two stainless steel ashtrays that Mr. Dukes made from metal from the engines while he worked as a blacksmith's helper. In the shop. This is really lovely craftsmanship here. I'm really impressed. He made the handle as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did he make much, were there other types of things? Because we would like to maybe get some pictures of these things to just help illustrate the types of skills that your husband had. Were there other types of things that he made?
No, I think there were different shapes.
I'm just really
he made so many in his spare time. He just redefined his scripts, and he gave. We have friends of that he made and gave them to all our family.
Did speaking of the shop, were there women working over in the shop area?
Yes.
What kinds of work did they do? Did your husband talk about that? Did you ever work over there? Never did. Any of your friends that you knew here in Kingsville work for the shop?
Yes. I really don't remember who they were. But we had women workers over there.
Did Kingsville have, in 42, when you and your husband married, black businesses? Were there any black businesses here?
Grocery stores. Grocery stores. Mr. Wickham had a grocery store down on Recess. And Mr. Moore. You didn't ever remember Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, I had, but you know, he had a grocery store.
Okay. Is that McClellan Moore's father?
No, they were in no relation.
They were no relation at all. Did Kingsville during that time have a strong church? When I say Kingsville, I mean the black community. Was the church strong here in Kingsville?
Yes.
Was Kingstar existing when you?
Yes. Kingstar, Scotch Chapel. Lunch at St. Paul and Amy Church.
You are a member
St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Church.
What types of community functions did the church handle back then? What did they do in the community? What were some of their jobs? If you can't remember this, that's fine. No problem. Was Dudley School there?
Yes.
And all of the black children attended Douglas. Earlier, before we started taping the interview, you mentioned that you taught night school. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, I enjoyed it very much because then the people who attended hadn't had the advantage of a public school when they were growing up. So they were helped, and they were very grateful that the school had been made possible for them. course, I enjoyed working with the adults because they were so anxious. See, when they were growing up, as I said, they hadn't had the opportunity when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And to be given this chance, they were very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Was that in Kingsville?
Yes.
Where was
it? Down at Burgess.
Really?
At night.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 hours, but I think it was 3 hours. Yes. It was from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where would you guys get your materials? Would you have to supply them with books and other materials?
No, we had they were given to us. Sometimes there were old books there we couldn't use.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave us material from the WPA.
WPA?
Mm-hmm.
And you would take those materials and use them to help teach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of skills were you teaching down there?
Oh, general really grew up teaching. But some hadn't had the advantage of going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just happy.
Mm-hmm. Did you teach only blacks or did other races come in? Did blacks then stick close to home, or did they venture outside the community?
To home.
They stayed close to home. You didn't see them much in other communities. What about other races? Did they come into the quarters here?
Not as I know.
I'd like to change the topic just a little bit and start talking about some of the old remedies that maybe your parents, your mother, your grandmother might have used with you, and perhaps you saw it used in the community back then. Of course, we did not have all the modern medicines that we have today, and had to rely on certain herbs for different types of sicknesses. Can you recall any of those home remedies that your mom might have used or your aunt might have used?
No, I don't.
What would young parents do back then if their children got sick? Were they well enough off to take them to doctors, or
yes,
did they?
Yes. Uh-huh. At that time, doctors were coming to your homes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we don't have any visiting doctors now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the doctor's office.
Do you remember acidity?
Oh, yes.
What was that used for?
Disease, people spread around the neck. I did not like that spirit.
You did not like it?
No,
it didn't. What was it good for? What did
well,
these...
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, ma'am.
For different diseases, catching different things, keep you from catching different childhood diseases.
Mm-hmm. Did it work?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Okay, so the acidity was for sometimes used for just childhood diseases.
Mm-hmm.
What was used for headaches? Anything come to mind? a child got a headache, if any home remedy was used. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes to mind. Good cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And out came the bottle of castor oil. But we never did see the acidity. One of the topics that I'd like to move to now is the area of politics. Did 1940, 1942, who were the people in the community that addressed problems as far as the black community was concerned? Anybody stand out in your mind?
Address problems.
Political problems, problems with streets, with city hall, with the government here in Kingsville. Today we think of someone like that being Mr. Woody Horn, member, president of the NAACP. Did we have that involvement back in 1940, 1942?
Mr. Richard Thompson.
I believe the Thompson Park is named after
That's
him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he was active in city and county government. Anyone else come to mind?
No. Mm-hmm.
Was there ever talk about Ku Klux Klan in Kingsville?
Not exactly. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In talking about the different types of family structures in Kingsville, was it always mother, father, or did we have other family structures? Did you see much of what we see today, mothers with single mothers trying to raise 2 and 3 children back then? Did we see much of that?
I can't remember that.
Was it uncommon for a woman to have a child out of wedlock? Or was that a no-no back then? Something that women just didn't do? I know in interviewing some of the women in the community that I've interviewed, they talked very adamantly about women today couldn't have made it back then, having babies out of wedlock. A lot of times young girls were shipped off to aunts and uncles' houses upstate and sometimes out of the country to have a baby if they got pregnant. And I was just wondering if maybe you had some insight on that. You remember much about the how the sheriff and the police department used to treat blacks in Kingsville?
No, I sure don't.
Did the sheriff come down into the community when we had problems, or we have people in the community handle the problems that would come up?
I don't know.
Let me ask you, Ms. Dick, and I forgot to ask you at the beginning of the interview, do you have children?
I
No, you never had children. Okay. All right. Okay. Was Kingsville a very segregated city?
To a certain degree.
Can you remember a little bit about that, about the segregation in Kingsville? Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Texas A&I University. You talked about going to Prairie View. You talked a little bit about going to Texas Southern. we had a university right here in Kingsville. Why didn't you go to school here?
I used to go after it was open for Lex.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go in the summers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was that like? Was it different from going to Prairie View in Texas Southern? Mm-hmm. Share a little bit of that with us. How is it different?
Well, it was right here at home.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that made it different. You get up, you know, it's different because in Prairie View, in Texas Southern, you're right in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, out of A&I, you have to get up and go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't ever go to take the A&I whole term. I go in the summers. And I always enjoyed attending classes out there. I used to go to workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed attending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How were you received just going during the summer by the Hispanics and Anglos? Because that was, I'm assuming that was shortly after Blacks had the doors open to them out at the university. How were you received out there?
Well, I didn't have any
trouble.
Uh-huh. Made friends,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I enjoyed attending.
Mm-hmm. The students treated you okay. Mm-hmm. Treated you no different from the rest of the Hispanics and Anglos that attended out there.
Mm-hmm. No different.
Has Kingsville been a good place to live?
Yes. Kingsville has been an excellent place to live.
Mm-hmm. Would you advise anyone that was considering moving to Kingsville to move here?
Yes, mm-hmm. I should. Mm-hmm.
Blacks as well as whites.
Yes.
Did Black students, young people, have to move out of Kingsville to make it, or could they make it right here in Kingsville?
You mean in years past?
Years past. Mm-hmm.
Things have changed. They opened the college. And we have Blacks working out there in the university. And all of that has made a difference.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying pretty much that now things have opened up, and blacks don't really have to leave home to make it, whereas then they did back in the 40s and 30s. They had to leave in order to advance.
Yes.
Did you ever hear of any blacks working on the King Ranch?
No, actually, I really don't know much about the King Ranch. Yeah, I've never heard of any blacks working out there. There may have been some, but I didn't know about it.
I understand that Mrs. King made it so that black brakemen had a contract to work on the railroad. And really what that contract that she signs stipulated was that if the railroad was to run through Kingsville, it had to have black brakemen. She made a place for black brakemen on the Missouri Pacific Line. Did you ever hear your husband talk about that decision?
No, not my husband, but I've heard other people who came here before my husband.
Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, not too much. I just heard what you were saying.
Did you ever hear them talk about why she did that? Was she fond of blacks, or what caused her or made her do that?
I thought it was very generous of her, but that's about all I know about it.
Did you hear your husband, or perhaps you know yourself, a little bit about the CTFA, Colored Trainmen of America?
Well, you see, my husband wasn't a member of the CTFA. That was only for the great ones. The Colored Trainmen. No, I didn't hit that again.
What about shop workers? Did they have any type of union organization like the CTFA that you knew of?
I don't ever remember my husband being a member of such an organization.
Did he ever talk about the need for an organization such as the CTFA for the shop workers?
No.
What happened to the shop?
You would have to ask someone like J.J. Pullum. Yes. Those men who worked over there.
Did the women in Kingsville have any type of clubs, knitting clubs, sewing clubs?
Yes, black women. You mean?
Yes.
Yes, we have a club now. Ooh. The black women have a club.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Mrs. Annie
Cornell
is the president. Ms. Grace Carroll is the secretary of this club. We meet once a month. And we have been meeting over there in the Breakman's Hall.
Mm-hmm.
But now, now that the warm, we meet about once a month in
mm-hmm.
homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it very much.
Mm-hmm. And what is the what's the purpose of the organization? What do you women do?
All different things. In the winter, we didn't have too many meetings. And in the summer, we meet at different homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we do handwork. We play games. It's just an enjoyable thing for women to get together.
Do you sew?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We sew.
Do you sew extensively?
Sew.
Do you sew a lot?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I never did care for sewing too much.
Do you knit?
I don't need it.
Okay. Because one of the things we'd like to do is photograph some of the knitting work, quilt work, needle pointing that perhaps some of the black women have worked on here in the community.
Yeah, they have made beautiful quilts. And that's something I didn't ever do either.
Mm-hmm.
So. Make quilts.
Mm-hmm.
We have some women belonging to that club
because
we love the quilts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you recall any of their names? Because I'd like to contact some of them and interview them and maybe get some pictures of their work.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying. Right now, I can't think of. But I'm sure. Have you talked with Miss Annie?
Cornell?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm sure she could tell me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you, Mrs. Dukes, if someone came to the museum and they listened to this tape. Is there any thing particular that you would like them to know about the years that you've spent in Kingsville? Any one thing that you would share with them?
Well, I'm pretty good. I've always loved Kingsville. I think that's what I'm talking
Yes,
about.
Ma'am. Hey, we were just about to discuss the types of things that you would share with someone that's not from Kingsville about the years that you've spent here.
Well, there has been some enjoyable years spent in Kingsville. Very enjoyable. The churches. As I said, the women's club over there in Spire.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of the movies that were popular back in the 40s. Anything come to mind?
No.
Okay. How about music? Can you remember, did you have any favorite songs? Any favorite musicians?
Oh, I used to sing in the choir.
Really? Did you have
I used to love to sing in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
But in later years, in fact, I was in the organization of the Sunday choir.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a part of our church.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not singing anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
Only to myself.
Did you have any favorite songs?
Yes. I all seem to have a memory now.
Are you active in the church today?
Yes.
But you no longer sing?
I no longer sing. I'm a member of the students' board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member of a trustee.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was also a trustee until he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, we talk a lot about soul food. What did that mean back in the 40s, 42? You said soul food. What did that mean?
I hadn't thought about that. I guess it was just a good kind of food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mrs. Dukes, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to do the interview on behalf of Dr. Green and Dr. Graham and Jimmy Bacay out at the university. We all thank you very much.